Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're learning parak Aleph Mishnah Vav and parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing our discussion regarding bitzel, regarding nullifying Arla. We learned in the previous Mishnah that Arla can become nullified if there's 200 times the amount of non-Arla fruits mixed in with Arla fruits. That being said, there's also a concept in the sugyos and the various discussions relating to bitzel regarding to this nullification of Ein Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila. You're not allowed to use bitzel, even though on a d'araisa level you can nullify different things. You can have 100 times more non-truma than truma. You can have, in a case of meat and milk, you can have batel b'shishim. You can have 60 times more of one than the other, and bitel works, and it makes it not us or not prohibited anymore. But the concept of ein mevatel and isur lechatchila means that you're not allowed to go ahead and use bitel ideally. If b'dieved, if unfortunately you have a mixture of things that were where some us or some mutter, then you can use bitel, then you can use nullification, but you can't do so in a purposeful, intentional type of a way. So that's the discussion of our Mishnah here in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Netia shall arla v'shal kili hakerem shenis arvu bin netia. So if you have a young tree of arla or kilayim, we learn Maseches Kilayim, there mixtures that are prohibited, and they became mixed with other trees, and we're not sure which trees are arla, which trees are kilei hakerem, which trees are completely permitted, are completely allowed. Says the Mishnah, harezeh lo yilkot, you're not allowed to pick fruit from any of the mixed trees, even if the permitted trees are 200 times the prohibited trees. And the reason for that, like we explained, is because the halacha is that something significant does not become nullified, number one. And number two, there is this concept of Ein Mevatlin Iser L'chatchila, that by taking off the fruits from the trees and by making them and by mixing them together, then you are creating yourself for a situation where you intentionally and purposefully made them nullified while they're on the trees. Bittul doesn't work. Bittul only works once you remove them from the trees, and then you are intentionally allowing Bittul to work, and like we said, that is not allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'im lakat yale be'achur masayim. But if he did pick some fruit accidentally, or he did so thinking unintentionally that bitzel already worked because of the trees themselves. We have about 200 times more permitted trees than not permitted trees. So he thinks, oh, bitzel must work. That's incorrect, but it was a complete mistake. Nonetheless, it was an accident, so it becomes nullified in the 200 times, and that works. If there are 200 times as many permitted fruit, then it works. Uvilvad shlo yiskavin lilka, provided that he did not intend to pick the fruits in order to cause bitel to work. Like we said, in mevatlin iser lechatchila, you're not allowed to intentionally make bitel work in these situations. However, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, af yiskavin lilkut v'yala be'achar umasayim. He may even, says Rabbi Yossi, intend to pick them, and they will become nullified 200 to 1. That works, says Rabbi Yossi. You would be allowed to pick them, because according to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that the typical concept, this midrabanan concept of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, does not apply in this case for a variety of reasons that we're not going to go into right now. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, as the Bartanura points out. So we would say that if you have a situation, you have all this kilei hakerem and you have the arla mixed in, you would not be allowed to pick them, because then you are causing bitel to work in an intentional, purposeful way, which you are not allowed to do. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. When the Torah describes the prohibition of Arla, the Torah says, V'araltem Arlaso es period. You shall treat its fruit as closed, its fruit as forbidden. This teaches us that only the fruit of an Arla tree is forbidden, and based on this, we're going to discuss the various parts of a tree that might be permitted of an Arla tree, even during the first 3 years, because they're not considered fruit. It says the Mishnah, He'olim v'halulavim u'mei gifanim v'usmadar mutarim be'arla. The leaves, the shoots, the water of the vines, and the buds of trees are permitted in a situation of Arla, because again, these are not considered to be fruits, and therefore only the fruits are included in Arla, these aspects, these parts of the tree are permitted. Uviravai, and similarly, these parts of a tree may be eaten without any issues. In the case of Revai, like we discussed previously, Netta Revai is the fourth year. If Arla is the first 3 years, Netta Revai is the fourth year, and the halachas apply, similar halachas to Maaser Sheni. You got to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, eat them there, you could redeem them, and so on. But the point is, the leaves, the shoots, the water of the vines, and the buds would not apply also of a tree in the case of Netta Revai. Continues the Mishnah, Uvan Nazir. And similarly, when it comes to a Nazir, the same is true, as the Torah describes in Parsha. So, a Nazir is someone who separates himself from wine, from grapes. However, that's only true. He's only prohibited from having the wine or the grapes themselves, not the leaves, the shoots, the water of the vines, the buds, and so on. Would be permitted to a Nazir. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us here. However, says the Mishnah, V'yasurim b'yasheira, but all of these things are usur, are forbidden, in a situation of an Asherah. An Asherah is a tree that was bowed down to, was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, as an idol, and the Torah says very, very clearly, V'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma min ha'cherim. You can't have any part of this, you can't touch any of it, including all of these parts, the leaves, the shoots, and so on, the buds of a tree, of an Asherah. You can't touch it, you can't get any hana, any benefit from it whatsoever. So while the other areas are all just the fruits themselves, when it comes to Arla, when it comes to Netzer Revai, when it comes to a Nazir, the only thing prohibited is the fruit themselves, not the aspects of the trees, not the other parts of the trees. When it comes to an Asherah tree, all aspects, all parts of the tree become completely and totally prohibited from being used. Continuing the Mishnah, we're going to have another opinion regarding the buds of a tree. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Hasmadar Osir Mipnei Shehu Pri. At the bud of a tree is Osir, says Rabbi Yossi, whether it comes to Revai, when it comes to an Arlo, when it comes to Nazir. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's the buds of a tree are considered to be fruits, and therefore they're prohibited. We don't paskin that way, but that is nonetheless the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now we're going to discuss the sap of an Arla tree. You're going to have a bit of machlokas regarding this. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hamamid Bisraf Ha'arla Asr, that a person curdles milk. The way to make cheese is basically by lowering the pH level. We're not going to go into this so much, but you lower the pH level with different types of liquids and so on, and you are different things allow you to curdle up the milk of the cow. So that's what makes milk into cheese. That's what turns milk into cheese. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that if a person curdles milk with the sap of Arla, then that is forbidden, because the sap, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is considered to be a fruit for this purpose, and therefore it would be completely and totally prohibited. However, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati beferu shemamid b'sraf ha'olim b'sraf ha'ikarim mutter. Rabbi Yeshua says that I heard clearly that if a person curdles milk with the sap of the leaves of an arla tree or with the sap of the trunk, the cheese is completely permitted. It says Rabbi Yeshua, at the end of the day, sap is not considered fruit for the purposes of the prohibition of Arla. However, says the Mishnah, Bisraf hapagim asur b'nei shehem peri. But if he curdles milk with the sap of the unripe fruits, then the cheese becomes completely asur, because in that case you use the Arla, because the sap of unripe fruits, that's considered fruit according to Rabbi Yeshua, and that would be prohibited to make milk, to make cheese rather, in that particular way. So we've been machlokas about the sap of an Arla tree in this regard. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, discuss the concept of Ein Mevatel Nisur L'Chatchila. If you can't intentionally make something bittel, make something nullified. So we said that if you have a young tree of Kilayim or Arla mixed in with other trees, you're not allowed to pick it, because then you're intentionally making the fruits that you then pick completely bittel. Once you pick them, you're going to mix all them together, and there's going to be a situation of bittel. But if you do pick them accidentally, or you do pick them thinking, oh my gosh, they're batel in the trees themselves, and therefore you pick them, then you would be allowed to nullify them as long as you have 200 times more permitted fruits than unpermitted fruits, then you would be allowed to do that. Again, provided that you didn't do so intentionally. Rabbi Yosi says that in Rebbe Elinishalachtan does not apply here. However, we don't paskin like that. And then Perak Aleph Mishnah Zion discussed the fact that when it comes to Arlo, when it comes to a Netzer Revayim, when it comes to a Nazir, those prohibitions only include the actual fruits themselves, not any other parts of the tree. However, when it comes to an Asherah tree, again, a tree used for Avodah Zarah, you can't get any Hana, any benefit whatsoever from the tree, and therefore you would not be allowed to use any parts of the tree for that, whether it be the leaves, the shoots, the buds, the water of the vines, and so on. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that the bud of a tree is always aser when it comes to Arla, Revaya, and Azar, but we don't paskin that way, and we assume that it's not considered a fruit, and therefore not considered aser when it comes to any of these three things, Arla, Netzer, Revai, or the situation of a Nazir. And then we finish the Mishnah by discussing the machlokas regarding the sap of an Arla tree. Is that considered to be a fruit when the sap is being used to make milk into cheese? Rabbi Lezer said that if one curdles milk with the sap of an Arla tree, then the cheese would be aser, because again, according to him, you're using fruit of Arla, which is Arla, and you're making that aser. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says that if a person curls milk with the sap of the leaves of an Arla tree, then or with the sap of the trunk, then the cheese is permitted. However, if he uses the sap of the unripe fruits of the tree, then the cheese would be prohibited, because that would be considered to be fruit for the purposes of Arla. Have a great day.